Podcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
This is like putting me in the mood, guys. The song.
Does this get to you?
This is a sexy song. Do you hear that?
It just makes me want to dance.
It does. I just want to do the shoulder roll all the time. Yeah. And I want cowboy boots on, and I want to go dance sexy in a pumpkin patch. Hi, you guys. We are here doing the after show for, obviously, Scream Queens, everybody's favorite show. Don't stop it. Don't stop the music. Yes, thank you. This is episode 5, Pumpkin Patch. And, oh my gosh, this week's episode was one of my favorites, I think, so far. Minus the fact that our favorite characters were not in it very much.
I was going to say, yeah, I missed some Nick Jonas this week. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I mean... We'll get into it, but hi, I'm Keaton. I am your host today. You guys can follow me on social media at Keaton Markey on Twitter, Instagram, all that fun stuff.
And I'm Stephanie Wanger, and you can find me on Twitter and all social media at Stephanie Wanger.
Hi, guys, I'm Jamie Elias. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jamie S. Elias.
We love it. Well, let's dive. There's a ton of you here watching right now, so thank you guys for watching and tuning in. Let's just dive right into it, because I love how all of these episodes, like at the beginning, they literally just like boom, like, and it's this funny little kind of montage thing. And this week we start with Chanel number one planning her pumpkin patch kind of charity event party.
I like that you called it charity.
I mean, that's what we do, philanthropy and sororities.
Hairy
black tongue.
Yeah. How are the people with hairy black tongues going to survive?
Right? I mean, oh my gosh. Yes, charity. I like it. It's just hilarious to me. I mean, that whole opening sequence is so funny, and she is so over the top. Emma Roberts does such a great job at that over the top character.
One of my favorites was when the planner was like, yes, the statues will be peeing vodka and Red Bull, and she's like, thank you. Like,
I love it. It's so hilarious.
And it's like the random things that like just come out, like you'll miss them. Like you almost miss all like the little jokes and the things that they write in, because these characters are just so outrageous. And I loved the party planner. Loved that he built a little what is that called? Like a model? Like, yeah, a mini model of it?
That's great.
Of what the party's going to look like. And instead of having the maze Chanel wanted, he had a corn maze, which I love corn mazes. I don't know about you guys, but I think that's a perfect way to celebrate the fall and Halloween.
I was going to say, I grew up in California, and at least where I grew up, we didn't have a corn maze. Like, I know them from TV, but...
Girl, you got to get out. They are fun.
I now really want to go to a corn maze, but that's a side note.
I know. I definitely, like... paid homage to The Shining, though. There were, like, so many references to other movies in this specific episode that I was super into it, and I really liked the whole, and I want snow falling, and I want it to be the exact same maze. So that was great.
And he's like, I don't know if we have the money for that. Money is not an option. I've told you this 1,000 times.
So good.
Yes, it was absolutely great. And then we very quickly kind of realized that Chanel number 5, Abigail Breslin, is not feeling Chanel number 1.
No.
I was like, somebody's coming in our room.
Hello.
If he would have been in the Red Devil costume, I would have freaked out. Mm-hmm. But we've kind of discovered this when Chanel is going through what each of them are going to be wearing. And they are all going to be the first ladies of presidents who have been assassinated.
Which is so hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, what a random way to go, but I kind of love it. And I love that that's what, like... started. I mean, obviously they had some issues before,
yeah,
but like in the episode, that's what made it come to a head, was that they hate each other over who's going to be, I think it was Jacqueline Kennedy.
Well, I mean, it makes sense to me that Chanel number one would be Jacqueline Kennedy. Like, that makes sense, but it's like, you're so Mary Todd Lincoln. Like, it's kind of like when you're with your friends and you're like, you're so a Miranda. And like, you're like, don't you dare call me a Miranda. I am at least a Carrie. Like, come on. Like, it felt very much like the Sex and the City argument.
I was
argument.
Just thinking the same exact thing. It's like amongst your friends who we always talk about who's the Duff, if you've seen that movie that over the summer of like,
who's Wait, you talk amongst your friends about who is the Duff of your friend group?
We all.
Oh, I was like, oh my God.
No, all of us think we are the Duff, so we're like, oh, who's the Duff, and we'll argue about it.
Yep. Oh my God, I don't know if I'd ever call any of my friends or like.
Oh, I've never called anyone okay. else. Just to clarify,
okay, don't do that. Everybody is beautiful. Oh. Nobody is the Duff.
Oh my gosh, we went there with the Duff.
Yeah, I think that's what Abigail was like. Why do I have to be Mary Todd? Like, yeah, she was very against it.
That's what it made me think of though. Was that this like. She felt like that Chanel was calling her the Duff.
They had some really cool costumes. I was, like, really hoping I'd get to see them in those period costumes that were, like, on those mannequins as Chanel was going around her room. And then when it all blew up, I was like, dang it.
Didn't we see Chanel number 5 in her costume when she was in the maze?
Yeah, well, not in when she was in the maze. We saw Chanel number 5 in the Jackie O costume.
But remember when she was saying, she said, no, I'm Jackie O, I'm going to show them the video of you rubbing one out to Dora the Explorer, and then she changed and went into the maze, right?
Yeah, but I think she just changed into her regular outfit.
Oh, got it.
I don't think she changed into, because like, she always has kind of like the word written on her, and then she has a fur coat.
Got it.
Yeah. We digress about the clothing. I need to find out who does the costumes for this show, because I think they do a great job. Every week, I think I'm just so, like, my senses are overwhelmed with what all the Chanels are wearing. It's so over the top, but yet it's so chic and kind of current and, like, almost, like, right off the runway, but you're like, I would never wear that, but I love it. Like, I feel like all of them, what they wear, that's what I feel about
it
their
It goes
costume.
With each of the characters, because it's, like, kind of this extreme version of, mm-hmm. like, it's like, oh, that's cool and trendy, but they took it to a level I probably wouldn't. Like, yeah.
So while we see Chanel number 5 going a little cray, Chanel number 6, we start to see, like, I always knew there was something up with her, and now we see it even more that Lea Michele wants to take Chanel down, or Chanel number 6 wants to take Chanel down.
She's a switch hitter.
She is. She is, and she's like evil. Oh my God.
I know. When they said switch hitter, I was like, like, they did that. That was awesome.
So now you're seeing that she's a lot smarter than we thought she was. Now she's trying to get the candle blogger on her side. Which, are those candles really that expensive?
I didn't check, but yeah. I believe it. If they made it a reference in the show, for sure.
I was like,
Does the candle vlogger freak anybody out? More? She freaks me out the most out of everybody. I'm like, really?
For some reason, in the first episode, I really enjoyed her. I thought she was, like, quirky and weird, and I was like, it really fit for me. And then in this episode, I got the same vibe as you. Like, really kind of over the top, creepy.
I was into it.
Ooh, we have a question for Stephanie.
Yes.
Pretty Little Liars or Scream Queens?
Ooh, it's hard because I've been watching Pretty Little Liars for years.
You're so invested in that. Yeah. That's a hard question.
It's a hard question. So I like feel like right now I would probably lean towards Pretty Little Liars, and I know I'm saying that on a Scream Queens panel, but it's also just I need to like fall in love with some of the characters more. It's just we're in episode 5 of this, and obviously Pretty Little Liars there in seasons.
Well, and like she like Pretty Little Liars like went. Like, it took me a little while to get into Pretty Little Liars. I was not in love with it on episode 5.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not that I really enjoy this show. I just need to, like, kind of get some of the backstory and all of that. I'm excited for what's to come.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Suzanne Capp, for letting us know about... Oh, well, that was... I think it's Jorge Jimenez had that question. But Susan Capp... I'm so sorry.
Don't die over there.
I have a tickle in my throat, but Hester is Miss McKinley, a homage to Glee McKinley High.
Oh.
Oh, very cool. I love Glee.
Honestly,
like
I mean, I did the Glee panel as well, and I didn't even pick up on that, so go you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Commoner. Thanks, Suzanne.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes.
Really cool.
I'm so sorry. I've had a cough all weekend.
Are you doing all right?
And this is my third show tonight, so I'm okay, and I forgot to bring my water in. But anyways... Back to the episode, guys. Holy crap. So we see that Dean Minch wants to shut down campus on Halloween, which is going to put a complete kibosh to Chanel's Pumpkin Patch charity event. And we see, I just love how when like these huge big events happen, like they have a meeting in a sorority house with like
just two sororities,
with just one fraternity and one sorority, and then like this random teacher who happens to be one of these girls' dad, and then this like this random alum from the ones. It's
perfect.
It's so like crazy over the top, and like as you like this. We finally got, well, the only bit of Chad we got all episode, which was kind of sad.
Wasn't like, enough.
It was not enough Chad. We need more Chad. More Chad.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But Dean Munch, I love also how like dramatic she is about things. She's like, no, it's not happening. Nope, that's not happening. And then he comes up with this speech that's just like the epitome of trying so hard. And then I thought it was hilarious. I thought that speech was just so funny.
Felt like such a frat boy speech.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like sluttiest night of the year. You're going to take that away from us.
Yeah, it reminded me of the movie Neighbors where they're like, it just felt like that to me in some capacity, which was really funny. And he does such a great job with it.
How he just looks. Oh, and by the way, shout out to Claude Field for bouncing back from losing both of your arms. Fantastic.
Yes,
that's fantastic.
He's alive.
I know. And then in the middle of Chad's speech, he's like, Hester, nice boobs. Yeah. I laughed out loud at that part. I was like, what? That is so
random. And she's just like,
oh, really? And like looking down, that was so funny. Yeah.
I do want to give a shout out though to Glenn Powell, who plays Chad Radwell, because he does watch the show and he gave us a shout out. So Glenn, we love what you're doing. We need more Chad. And we want some more bromance with you and your lover Boone.
Yeah, come back, yeah. Boone, and yay, Glenn.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, so cool.
Oh, wait, I think I have to do a live read, guys. Can we talk about Crazy Ex-Girlfriend real quick? I love how this is all getting thrown at me right now. Have you guys seen the promos for Crazy Ex-Girlfriend now? Since
amazing,
we've talked about
the first episode has aired, which is
did you watch it?
Which is awesome. Yeah, it was great.
And I haven't had a chance to watch it because it just aired.
It aired
like 2 days ago, right?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
Anyways, make sure you check out Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. It's musical. It's funny.
Such a fun show. I think it's like super charming mm-hmm. and she's super talented, the lead in it. And I'm totally gonna miss her name.
Rachel Bloom.
Yes, Rachel Bloom was amazing.
Who was like a YouTube star. She's an internet sensation. And
yeah,
then she got this.
And it's just, I think they heavily have promoted it. And everyone I know who watched it is just so excited about it. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me in some ways of Glee, but with a whole different like twist.
It's kind of a different age group, I feel like. Because it's kind of like the mid-20s.
Yeah,
midlife or quarter-life crisis.
But if you love musicals, which I know like a lot of Ryan Murphy fans obviously do, it's something that you will absolutely love.
So the series premiere was this past Monday, October 12th, and you can catch it on all new episodes Monday at 8, 7 Central on the CW.
Yeah.
So can we talk more about Chad and Boone now?
Hey, we can segue that with Crazy Girlfriends.
Crazy Girlfriends.
Because Chad has like 80 people he slept with on the show. So they're kind of girlfriends, right?
I literally saw a tweet and I wish I had it pulled up right now, and they were like, I think I'm the only girl, and this was an Entertainment Reporter, I'm the only girl that Chad has not slept with.
So good. Oh my gosh,
like,
I love
that's
it.
Amazing.
That is amazing.
Really funny. Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll get Chad. I know Glenn did say, when I talked to him, he said any tidbits he can give us, he would love to be able to call in. Maybe call in on a day when he's on set, because he's like, most of the time they do night shoots. So he said he would be up if we wanted him to call in one day. So we're going to try to work that out in the next couple weeks. And hopefully we'll have Glenn Powell Skyping in or calling in and maybe getting some little cameos over the phone if he's on set.
Yeah, that would be super exciting.
Awesome. So we see this great speech from him. Campus gets shut down regardless, and Chanel is really, really upset and says, I'm going to send an email. This is also, she sends an email to everyone saying, we're just going to start the party at 12:01 because I'm Chanel and I do what I want, basically. Like,
yeah, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm sure the killer won't be after you at 12:01. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, after midnight, you're fine. Yeah. I mean, that's when you go out anyway, right? You have to wait till after midnight to actually go out.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But so we see Chanel say, I'm going to do this anyway. Who cares? But Chanel number six, or Hester, sorry, I'll start saying Hester, she wants to use this against Chanel to dethrone her and get Zayday to actually win, even though Zayday is still missing at this point.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Which is just part of the hilarity of the show, because nobody really cares. Yeah. It's so funny.
Did you think, though, Hester had it in her to come up with this whole plan to overthrow Chanel?
No.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of crazy. I was like, oh, she really is, like, kind of diabolical in all of this.
Yeah.
I know it's, like, obviously we're saying don't take it super seriously, but that was, like, one of those turns where I was like, oh, I kind of expected her to just, like, follow Chanel blindly, and she absolutely... Like, no. Has her own brain.
I think there's so many layers to Hester. I feel like, even more. And I, like, the more I get to know Hester, the more I'm like, are you involved with the killings? Like, because she's, like, maybe the inside man, and she, I don't know. And I feel like maybe her and Boone have history.
I don't know. Lea Michele, no matter what show she's on, just plays such a, like, a demanding character. Like, she's become my favorite in the last couple episodes because she's Lea Michele, and, like, her character is really hilarious.
And I think when we were doing our show a few weeks ago, I said that I didn't love that they got rid of her, like, neck brace and all of that. And I feel like for some reason it's kind of lit up her character in a lot of ways, and I actually appreciate her more now than I did when she had the
actress.
She still has a little bit of Rachel Berry in her. It's going to be hard for me to because I loved Glee so much, to not see her as Rachel Berry. But I think so. The more that she leans on the crazy side, the more I'm like, okay.
See, I didn't watch Glee. I think that's what it is for me. Yeah. Is I never watched Glee. I just knew about her character. Maybe I saw an episode here or there and knew she was like very like kind of like a diva on the show.
Well, she's just very high strung. And I feel like so is Hester. Hester is very like, this needs to happen, like this, like this, like this, and I'm going to get you to do it for me.
Yeah.
It'd be perfect. Absolutely perfect. So we do a Zayday rescue party. But before we get to the Zayday rescue party, we know Grace wants to go get her dad for help.
Yeah.
And
does Chanel go to jail before that happens?
I think Chanel goes to jail after that happens.
I can't remember the exact... Let's see.
I think she goes before.
Oh, she goes before? Yeah. Okay, we can talk about Chanel getting thrown in the slammer. It was literally like an episode of Orange is the New Black for like 2 seconds.
Yeah. And then I loved her glamorous walk out of jail. But
oh my gosh, yes! That was like my favorite part of the whole episode besides Chad's speech was just that awesome like...
Like, it was like I've been in jail and I feel like most people would be kind of... I don't know, upset or, like, down on themselves after being in jail, being thrown in jail. And she walks out like nothing has happened. And I was just like, this is amazing and only something Emma Roberts could pull off.
Well, and even before she went into jail, when she was in the classroom, we got some more Chanel-isms that were like, what? This is my Asian. What?
So, things you cannot say, but she says.
Funny. I don't know, when she's in jail, the whole scene made me think, like, did they do that just so they could have a promo that looked like Orange is the New Black? Or did they do that, like, setting something up, like, maybe she'll end up back there at the end? Because it was so short. It was, like, seriously, maybe 15 seconds long, that whole interaction of her in jail. So I'm like, ah.
I do wonder, we kind of got a taste of the, like, inmates. And I wonder if she will, like, somehow get them out with, like, her powerful father. This is where my head went. And then, like, be able to utilize them in some capacity, like, have control.
I hope we see them. I hope we see that comes back. And that Robert Durst comment was hilarious and so clever. I was like, the Jinx. Phenomenal. So good.
I just really loved, because I feel like, I mean, who doesn't? You guys, if you don't watch Orange is the New Black, but who doesn't watch Orange is the New Black? It's kind of like a staple in pop culture right now, and so I like, and I'm sure a lot of the actors watch it, so I'm sure it was really funny to like literally each of those characters too that she was talking to Laverne, at the table were literally like characters from Orange is the New Black.
Totally.
So I really appreciated that, even though it was just a split second, and I don't know if we're gonna go back there.
I don't know either.
I can't imagine Chanel like letting people like do that to her again.
No, and I think also they might have just done it just for that one promo where they showed her in jail with three people that look like they're from Orange is the New Black. Like, that's something that totally could have happened
for the show. I don't think she'll go back. I do wonder if they'll get out and have some interaction with her out in the real world. But maybe that wouldn't be as funny because it wouldn't play so well as to Orange is the New Black. Who knows, though?
Who knows? But she comes out of jail. But even while she was in jail, I loved that we saw Chanel number 3. Mm-hmm. Chanel number take 3. Over. Earmuffs take over and be so, like, behind her girl. I was like, she's like, I am in charge now. You will not do that. Like, and I loved it because it was like, I like that we're seeing more of her character because I don't think we saw very much of her kind of leading up. She's not, like, the most prominent Chanel.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. But I feel like she's, like, the Britney. Like, you know, like, she reminds me of, like, the Britney and I love her. I love her. I love her. And I love her even more than I know that she's Princess Leia's daughter. yay, Star Wars. So, Zayday Rescue Party. Yes. We're trying to band Zayday Rescue's party together. And, but the most awkward thing happens.
I mean, I feel like that was, like, from the pilot. As soon as her dad was like, I'm going to be on campus, you knew she was going to encounter him. And you see him with Gigi and you're like, I wonder... If it, like, it just felt like an opportunity to have her walk in on exactly what happened. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you're walking in on your dad getting intimate. That's so awkward.
Super awkward, especially if it's somebody like Gigi.
Yeah.
Who is just, I love Gigi more and more every episode. And I'm so glad she's with Oliver Hudson in it. It's just who plays Grace's dad. But they all decide to go to save Zayday. They... Somehow Gigi, like, is, like, the super detective, which, like, all of us have seen the episode, but, like, at the end of the episode, I wish I would have figured this out because she has, like, this exact plan of how to get the exact location of where the Red Devil hideout is. So it's, like, that was all planned, obviously.
I feel like from the last episode we found out she was the hag of whatever lane that was. I can't think of it right now. It's on here somewhere. Anyways, the Hag of Shady Lane. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that's kind of, like, from then on, I knew she was, like, involved somehow. And, like, it was kind of obvious that, yes, she was the person that was holding the baby in the bathtub. So when the end happened and when she tased him and then we didn't see that fight, you know what I mean? Yeah. It just made sense to me. I was just like, that. I don't know.
No, I would say she definitely seems to be, like, inner circle, obviously. And I agree, there was definitely writing on the wall for that.
Oh, well, as soon as, like, I was like, why are you leaving her alone in the room with the tased Red Devil without looking at... I was yelling at the TV. Like, yeah. Why? No! It, like, literally, like, felt like when you're yelling at the horror movies, like, yeah. Don't go in the barn with the chainsaws! What are you doing?
So good. I feel like I do that this show the whole time.
Yeah, I know. Totally exactly. Agree. Oh, and when we get totally. To the maze with the two twins, we'll get there.
Roger and Dodger.
Oh, my God. I met them at the Teen Choice Awards, and I did not know that they were on Scream Queens at the time, and I'm interviewing them, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're on the new show Scream Queens. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Who knew, like, one of them was going to get killed this quickly, and now we just... who got killed? Roger or Dodger?
Dodger did.
Dodger.
Dodger got disemboweled.
That was gross.
That was really gross.
That was, like, probably the grossest, like, death thus far.
And that's the hardest part of this show for me is, like, the gross deaths. Like, I know it's meant, you have to have it, it's that type of show, but I'm always like, can I look away? No, I need to know what happened. Like,
do you guys watch American Horror Story?
I do.
Do
yeah.
you? Okay, I don't know, this show is so, like, vanilla to me compared to that, because I'm sure. Like...
It is very vanilla compared. Yeah, I cannot do American Horror Story, it's too realistic.
I have to watch it with other people, I can't watch it, like, alone, and it's a whole nother show.
Oh my gosh.
I can't go to sleep if I watch American Horror Story.
Yeah. So,
well, I've also started realizing I need to watch Scream Queens during the day, because I do get, like, a little worked up sometimes. Like, just the whole Red Devil thing and him just, like, they have so many shots of, like, the camera moving and then all of a sudden he's just there. And I poppy out things? No.
Poppy out things?
It's a technical term, poppy out things.
Not about that life.
I'm not about that life. You're exactly right. But it was kind of, you know, so we see kind of this reunion between Chanel number 5 and Chanel. And Chanel accuses her of, like, getting her thrown in jail and whatnot. And sends Chanel number 5 to continue. And this is what, Chanel, walk away, Chanel number 5.
Yeah.
Walk away.
I think that if you're at that point where you can't stand each other anymore, what are you trying to say? Like, walk away.
Yeah.
Like,
I know. I think that the only thing holding her back in that specific situation was the Dora the Explorer thing. And who the heck thinks of that? I literally was like, what the frick? Like, as soon as I heard that, I was like, what?
Oh, it grossed me out.
Same here. I'd be like, I would light the candles. If that was me, I'd go light those candles.
Yeah. Just be like, okay.
Oh my gosh, it was too much.
My computer's dying, so if I go off live chat, I'm sorry. and we get a death this episode because even when they were... We thought the devil was going to get captured, but the devil did not get captured. They did not find Zayday. But we did get the death with Dodger. And, no more Eiffel Towers for Chanel number
I love how
five.
In the middle of the maze, they're like, you have to choose now. Like, but just get safe first, maybe. Just be safe. No? Okay. Yeah, no. Choose right now.
Yeah, no, it was, and then the fact that the maze was just, like, fall and then snow.
I loved it.
Like, running through snow.
Oh, so The Shining. It was so good.
It was really, really awesome. So we lost him. Chanel number five is back. And then all of a sudden, Zayday shows up and busts through during this meeting or the vote. Because Chanel number one calls a vote to, because she's just, like, tired of it. She's like, we're just going to call a vote. And Zayday shows up and is like, no, we're not going to call this vote because this is what just happened to me. The Red Devil has a crush on me.
Very Phantom of the Opera, by the way. So I was
that's what it reminded me of.
So Phantom of the Opera, like great very point. Like Buffalo Bill mixed with some Phantom of the Opera. I was like, what is this creepy? And then I thought for sure she was gonna go for it. I'm like, this show would. She would be like fall in love with the Red Devil. And she stabbed him in the hand with a fork. I was laughing so hard. It was good.
I loved how like before when they're like in the trying to do the Zayday rescue mission. People were, like, drinking the wine that was set on the table. I think a couple different characters picked it up and drank it, like, just randomly in the scene in the background. And so I was like, great. That is awesome. Like, and I wonder if that was written in or if they just were, like...
Denise is still...
She's great.
The fave. Like, this episode, she's the... She's like, hold on. I'm about to tell her that she's still in there with the Red Devil. Like, take some gulps of wine. And she's like, okay, she's still in there with the Red Devil. Like, Denise, you go.
Denise is probably one of my favorites. So Zayday's back, and then we see Grace come back, and she kind of confirms Zayday's story. The Red Devil is on the loose still, that is his lair. But this, I don't know. I just feel like these guys go about the wrong way all the time. Like, nobody ever, like... this is why I think Grace's dad is in on it, because he keeps saying he's calling the police or he's, like, doing stuff,
and then
nothing happens.
Yeah, totally. Mm. Or they pan away from it, and then it just drops it, and they never, like, you never see police show up. You're totally right.
Yeah, I'm like, there's something fishy about that. And you're hooking up with Gigi, and now we know officially that Gigi is bad.
Yeah.
Because we see her walking, which I thought Gigi was going to get it. I thought she was going to get it at the end of this episode, that we're going to have two deaths, but no... She is controlling the Red Devil, who I do think is Boone.
I don't know. I think there's a couple of them. And I think that the reason why, because at the very end, you know how she goes, it got too close, or he needs to go, or something. I think that, like, a theory behind that is maybe the Red Devil that was, like, courting Zayday is a different Red Devil than the Red Devil she met with.
Yeah.
So I think maybe that, like, that is he, and he has got to go, the Red Devil that has a crush on Zayday, because it came too close tonight, because Zayday got away.
Wait, do you think then the Red Devil that has a crush on Zayday is the frat boy that has a crush on Zayday, the hot
accent.
British accent
yes.
guy?
That's kind of what I was... I mean, this whole thing could end up being, like, a joke about, like, the fraternity could be playing a joke on the school.
Killed people, it's a joke. He really has arms!
Exactly, that wouldn't surprise me. But I think that maybe that could be what she was talking about. Like, oh, it got too close. I don't know.
Is there anything else from this episode that we're missing? Like, major kind of story things? Anybody? Matt Collins says, I love all the classic... horror movie references in this episode. There are some from Silence of the Lambs.
Mm-hmm.
I love the ones from Silence of the Lambs.
The Buffalo Bill
ones,
yeah.
And also, like, the whole tunnel was Zayday at the bottom of
it. Yeah, Buffalo Bill. He drops the...
And the dog, because he even was holding the dog.
Yeah. So good.
Exorcist 3, some saw The Shining, so many references.
Oh, yeah, there were some Saw references in there.
Oh, we have Brian Groh gives us a death update. Bathtub Lady, Chanel number 2, Mrs. Bean, Deaf Taylor Swift, Shondell, Coney, and Dodger, heartbroken that Dodger
R.I.P.
died.
Pour one out.
How crazy is it that we're in episode 5, and that's a huge number of deaths for 5 episodes in.
And I think I heard that, like, there was supposed to be a death every episode, but we did not have a death last episode.
I don't think we did.
Yep. Didn't the lady in the trailer die?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She did.
So yeah, and apparently
that was the scariest thing of this entire show so far.
That was the grossest episode. The whole sticking in the lid. Oh
yeah, I just like that was the only thing so far this episode that I've been like, that's kind of creepy. Yeah. Like when they were banging on a trailer.
And they claim that next week in the preview that it's going to be the most,
the like, biggest death.
The biggest death.
So like the biggest character death. Who do you guys think? Well, that's just because I think we got everything. Is there anything we're missing, you guys?
Oh, Oakland nachos. They're chips with chocolate sauce. If you're curious out there, Oakland nachos.
I didn't know Oakland nachos
are the chips with the chocolate sauce. Because remember when they were in that gas station and she bought chips and she was kept buying chocolate sauce and she's like, "What kind of sauce do you want? Chocolate, duh." And they were making Oakland nachos.
It was like Doritos with chocolate sauce on it.
Yep.
I'm gonna make some Oakland nachos.
I don't think you should. I don't think you should. That sounds disgusting.
We're going to try it. Next week, you guys, we're going to try Oakland nachos. Get ready.
You're going to try Oakland nachos.
I was like, we will observe.
In 2 weeks, when I am back from my maid of honor duties, I will try Oakland nachos. I will bring it in studio and we will try it. Oakland and I will nachos. Expect all of you to try it. And hopefully we'll have Chad phone in. Let's dive into predictions, you guys. I feel like it's about that time.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I just heard a beep, but... Panda Vlogger will die soon.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
All right. The British dude's name is Earl Grey.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I love that.
Some little Earl Grey tea.
Dennis. Okay, you guys, predictions.
Again.
And along with your predictions, favorite Chanelism or Chadism or just characterism of the episode.
My prediction is just kind of like what I said. I think that the person that she said he needs to get it or he has to go is the other Red Devil. So I think that multiple Red Devils are in this episode, and I think that the one courting Zayday is going to be killed off, whoever that Red Devil may be.
Earl Grey.
Hopefully not Earl Grey, because I like him. And then I think my favorite quote was, "So sorry, both Fergies are coming." God, Chanel. Was so good.
And I'm going to disagree with you and say that Grease's dad is not in on it.
Ooh.
But when he figures out Gigi's role in it all, he'll be so upset and, like, lose it in a way that I feel like will be really interesting to see. So I hope that happens in the next few episodes once he sees kind of Gigi's stock in it all.
I think we're probably going to lose next week. I think we're going to lose, a Chanel.
Ooh, which one, Chanel?
I think we might lose Chanel number, I mean, I just feel so bad for Chanel number 5. She just needs to be like, peace out. They're so mean to her. No, you know who we might lose? We might lose the candle vlogger.
Yeah, that's a popular one. Yeah. I've been seeing that on Twitter.
Yeah.
I hope not.
You're like, I love
her. She keeps things interesting.
Someone says, if Denise dies.
Oh, same here. If Denise freaking dies,
I'm done. I'm out, guys.
And this is my last week if Denise dies.
This will throw me over the edge. Denise dying, Chad dying.
Boone actually dying.
Boone, yeah. Yes. Oh, three things that cannot happen.
Nope.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who? Okay, when we have some predictions here, I feel that... R2D best. I feel that either number 5 or Gigi will die soon. Also, I have a feeling the British dude might sacrifice himself to save Zayday.
Oh, that'd
be adorable.
Can we ship Earl Grey and Zayday? Earl Day.
Earl Day.
Zay Grey.
I like Earl Day. Okay. I like Earl Day. Hashtag Earl Day. And then Absent TV Pro, Candle Vlogger is helping, LOL. I think, a lot just happened. I think Gigi is talking about Grace's reporter guy. He's getting too close. Number 5 needs to go. She is the weak acting link. Whoa. Do you know what I did hear about these scripts, though, when I talked to Glenn? He says that they get these so quickly, and, like, the fact that, like, the dialogue is so fast and it's so involved. Like, he was, like, giving major props to, like, Emma Roberts, because I was, like, telling him, I was like, oh, your speeches are so funny, like, you know, and you say so much. And he's like, we get those so quickly, and they have to memorize and be off book, like, every week, like, just to shoot and stuff.
I feel like that's the Ryan Murphy way.
Yeah.
With Glee, it was a similar deal where they have to be off book very, very quickly.
Yeah.
But I think that the bigger challenge on Glee was the music. But the speeches are insane.
Ooh, somebody thinks Grace might be the killer.
Ooh. Well, that would be some stuff.
Well, that would make her character more interesting.
Well, I mean,
preach it really much.
I was gonna say though, like, she's the eyes of the audience. I think she once is. You have the killer, she's the killer. If she was the killer, that would be such a crazy twist to have essentially the person who's like the eyes and ears of the audience become the killer.
Do you know what else is interesting? Is that Chanel hasn't been in the same like room as the Red Devil. We haven't seen Chanel in a Red Devil that I can remember. In the same room.
Yeah, we have.
When?
When she was at, like, her vanity. I don't know what she was, like, what she was doing, but the Red Devil came up behind her.
Did he?
I thought.
I don't remember.
We'll have to go back and check.
Like, in my head, I wouldn't be surprised if at the end of all of this, Chanel was the Red Devil.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know. Dean Mitch was, like, kind of MIA this episode, too.
Yeah, Dean Munch was
Munch,
for sure.
Sorry, not Mitch. Munch. My throat, like, I'm literally, I'm sorry, guys. Like, I'm going to lose my voice completely very, very soon. Okay, so anything else? Anything you guys have seen on social media you want to throw out?
I think that was pretty much it.
Okay, well, where can we find you guys until next week?
At Stephanie Wenger.
At Jamie F. Elias.
And you guys can find me at Keaton Markey.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.